of engaging in an act of state terrorism. This after the government forced a commercial jetliner Sunday to make an emergency landing in Minsk and arrested an opposition blogger critical of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. The U.S. and the European Union called on Lukashenko's government to immediately release Roman Protasevich. The 26-year-old blogger has been living in exile in Poland. The Ryanair flight was diverted to in Belarusian airspace about 10 kilometers from Lithuania, its planned destination, because of an alleged bomb threat. On Monday, the airline called the incident an act of aviation piracy and said it is cooperating with investigations being conducted by European Union safety and security agencies in NATO. Protasevich is a former editor of the influential Telegram channels Nexta and Nexta Live. He was detained by police. The official coronavirus death toll in India has passed 300,000. The grim milestone comes as a devastating surge of new infections appears to be easing in big cities. But the virus isn't finished with India by any means. Delhi are some improvement, but the country's vast rural areas. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to the Middle East to press the Israelis, Palestinians, and regional players to build on and strengthen last week's Gaza ceasefire, start an immediate flow of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip, and lay the groundwork for a resumption in peace talks. Read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Italy's transport minister vowed Monday to establish the cause of a cable car disaster that killed 14 people Sunday in the northern part of the country. The lead cable apparently snapped, and the cabin careened back down the mountain until it came off the line and crashed to the ground. The lone survivor of Sunday's horrific incident is a 5-year-old Israeli boy living in Italy. He remained hospitalized in Turin on Monday with multiple broken bones. The disaster, in one of the most picturesque spots in northern Italy, the Motteron mountaintop overlooking Lake Maggiore and other lakes near Switzerland. It has raised questions anew about the quality and safety of Italy's transport infrastructure. The World Health Organization chief opened the agency's annual World Health Assembly in Geneva Monday, paying tribute to the 115,000 healthcare workers around the world who lost their lives fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. In his comments to the WHO decision-making body, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the world's health and care workers have stood in the breach between life and death for nearly 18 months. Tedros said he was pleased numbers of new cases and deaths had fallen for 3 straight weeks, but cautioned the world remains in a dangerous situation. He said the pandemic will not be over until and unless transmission is controlled in every last country. Earlier, Taiwan criticized what it calls the indifference of the WHO to the health rights of the island's people. Taiwan was not invited to the World Health Assembly because it says the WHO has given in to pressure from China. Members of George Floyd's family have joined activists and citizens for a march as part of events marking the 1-year anniversary of Floyd's death. Sunday's march was one of several events planned nationwide by the George Floyd Memorial Foundation to mark the 1-year anniversary of Floyd's death. Other events in the U.S. city of Minneapolis ahead of the anniversary made a virtual day of action, included a virtual day of action that encourages people to organize remotely. Tuesday will mark 1 year since Floyd, who was black, died after former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin held his knee on Floyd's neck as he pleaded for air. Chauvin, who is white, has since been convicted of murder and manslaughter for Floyd's death, which sparked worldwide protests and calls for change in policing in the U.S. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
And more, VOA One.
I know you moved on to someone new. Hope life is beautiful.